had the pleasure of speaking to this group a couple of weeks ago. I think I actually spoke about this, but I wanted to talk about like the power of reps. The power of reps. To get good at anything in life, you have to do reps. You cannot look at a book about push-ups and get a big chest. You actually have to do what? Push-ups. Not just one, not just two, not just three, but you have to do multiple push-ups to tear down the muscle and rebuild it. And because you do reps, because you do repetition, like you actually start to get the result that you want. So I went and I did this talk, this speech on the Core Four, and it's something I'm actually going to be pushing out. I'll probably put it up on my Facebook, in my Instagram. You can follow me at Nick Long 365, at Nick Long 365 across all platforms. So I reviewed the material, you know, and I used to get like super nervous, and I used to just like go through it multiple times, and I would kind of have a flow and insert joke here, ha 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 ha, you know, wait for the pause for laughter. And it was like kind of forced almost. It was just like a little bit awkward. But anyway, I started doing videos. I started doing videos a long time ago. I started doing 90 seconds with Nick. Some of you guys are probably familiar with this. So I held up a camera, and for 90 days, I just wanted to do one video every single day for 90 days about like the what, why, lesson, apply. We used to call it a positive focus. Like what happened? Why was it positive? What was the lesson I learned? And how can you apply it across all domains? So we had this thing called 90 Seconds with Nick, and it was a video. Then I would just hold up the camera and I'd go, "What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of 90 Seconds with Nick." I got made fun of a lot because none of them ever lasted 90 seconds. I would go on for like 4 minutes, and it's because I didn't have the reps and I didn't have the practice of like what I was going to say. But I was committed to one thing. I was committed to one thing, and that was like doing them in one take. And not trying to be perfect, because I think we spend so many times trying to be perfect that we actually miss like the gift. We miss the progression. So I did these, and I started out, I was going to do them for 90 days, and I did them. I ended up going like two or 300 days. I took some time off, and then I did it again. I also, through that, I picked up a couple of speaking gigs. My cousin is a professor at Concordia University, so she had me out. My mom had me out to her school. I spoke in front of small groups, large groups, and so I got more reps. And then I started this thing called The Next 90 with Nick. And, you know, we're hundreds of episodes into this, and I've had hundreds of first take podcasts. I do all these podcasts in one take. You know, you can hear me swallowing, you can hear me coughing. I've sneezed in a couple. I don't think I've quite, I won't go there. But anyway, like I do it all in one take. And so when I got up in front of this group, I was not nervous. I was not nervous. I was not nervous at all. And like, I got a compliment. I got a compliment from one of my coaches, Coach Jesse Ewell. And he said, "Dude, that was probably one of the best Core Four presentations I've ever seen." Meaning, quite possibly better than my mentor, Garrett J. White. And I was like, "Dude, that was like one of the highest compliments I could ever be paid. Not that I was the best or better than so-and-so, but that like he noticed that like I was just comfortable and I was owning myself." And the way that happened was through reps. Like I got good at speaking because of this, because of what I'm doing right now. And so you are wanting to do something in your life. Nobody knew what to do or how to do anything before they did it. You know, they didn't know how to swing a baseball bat. They didn't know how to pick up a golf club. They didn't know how to ice skate until they actually did it. They didn't get good until they put in a massive amount of reps. But yet, all of us want to click our heels and just automatically be good at something. Like we just think like, "Oh, well, that person can do it, so should I." And there's truth behind that. There is truth that like you can too, but not without a fierce dedication to the reps. Like rep in, rep out, rep in, rep out, rep in, rep out. Like if you listen to my early podcasts and you compare it to even this episode, you will notice a stark difference. You will notice different inflections in my voice. You will notice less likes and ums and ahs and what we call filler words. And that's because I have one thing. I have reps. I have time behind the mic. I've got a calculator actually in front of me. So I've got 105 episodes, and let's just say the average episode is 18 minutes with the interview shows. So I have 1,800 divided by 60. I have 30 plus hours, 32 hours behind the microphone. 32 hours of my life, I have been speaking into this thing. I have been looking at cameras and talking into cameras hundreds of times. I have been rep in and rep out perfecting this craft. And I'm not there yet. But I have 30... See, there you go. There's a sneeze. 30 hours doing this. And in another 30 hours, I will be better than I am today. And so I want to challenge you guys. I want to challenge you is to see like what you are good at. Some of you are doctors, some of you are lawyers, dentists, florists, like some of you guys are students. Like what is something that you would say if I said, Mary Jo, Bobby Sue, like what are you good at? Like, what is it that you're good at? Think about it right now. I want you to, like, when I say, hey, next 90 listener, what are you good at? Give me something. What's the first thing that comes to your mind? Do you have it? Have you said it? Think about it. Like, what are you good at? And then I want you to think how long you've been doing it. Now, some of you probably gave me some, you know, 30,000 foot answer of I'm a great father. Well, you also have reps being a father. Or I'm a good mother. You also have reps being a good mother. But I want something very specific, like ice skating or what, like something that you're good at. Here's a fun fact about me. I don't even know why I'm sharing this with you. But I went to the skate park the other day, and it was like my first time actually riding a skateboard, because every time I'd been in a skate park prior to, guess what I was on? That's right, rollerblades, inline, aggressive inline. Yes, that's what you heard me. God damn it. That's what I said. I was an aggressive inliner, but I was really good because I had reps, and I would drop into the ramp and I would fall and I'd get up and I'd drop in again and I'd fall and I'd drop in and I'd get fall. So now I want you to think about what you've done, soccer, baseball, whatever it is, piano, violin, and think about how many hours you have put into it. Think about how many hours you put into mastering that craft. And then I want you to think about something that you want to do, something that you think you want to learn, you want to do. I mean, even making more money comes down to reps of whatever it is that you want to make money at. Like you need to like put in the time, you know? And so what we've done is we've simplified it, like, and we've accelerated the reps. We've accelerated the gap between the reps. So we've actually been able to take the idea of reps and we've condensed it into doing reps every single day, like reps every single day. So you set an outcome and then for 90 days across your body, your being, your balance, and your business, and then you do reps every single day. It's called the core four. And when you stack those up over time, you get crazy results. You can accelerate the repetition of things to get faster results. That's why I say you can collapse time. You can get more results in 1 year, or sorry, in 90 days than you can in 1 year because of the reps. Like this life is a marathon. And guess what we do? We run it 1 mile at a time, 1 day at a time. I've sprinted my ass off only to get winded a few days later. Like when you just go slow every single day and you focus on the reps, you will get the result. Reps equals results. Reps equals results. Like more reps, more results. More reps, better results, provided all the habits are good. So like when I talk about doing these things daily, it may sound repetitious, but I have to like ingrain it in your brain that it's going to happen over time. And it's going to happen rep in, and rep out. So I wish I could complicate it more for you guys, but it comes down to this. You can't read a book on pushups and actually get a big chest. You can't listen to this podcast and get like the results in your life without the reps. So I implore you, please don't listen to this anymore if you're not willing to put in the time and do the reps. So that's it, folks. Hit your core four, swing your single every day, and get the reps you need. And until next time, own the next 90. I'm out.